is Vojta Hudeček, and yeah, today I'm in a little bit unpleasant situation because, as you could see in the advisor email, I planned to talk about neural networks and their structure and so on, but actually, quite recently, I decided that it isn't really my favorite topic, and I decided that I would probably change to something different. So it doesn't really make sense to talk about it. But I wanted to talk here because this is already a micro conference, and I didn't want to make it even small. So I will try to tell you something about dialogue system, which is my field of interest. Pretty much all the time I was interested into it, but I decided to do something different on PhD, but yeah, now I want to return to this topic, so this is the reason. What's the dialogue system? It's some conversational agent, and it can serve two different purposes. Basically, we need the dialogue system to answer our questions, and it depends what's the application. Dialogue system typically has some speech interface, which consists of automatic speech recognition and text-to-speech, but it's not necessary, and it isn't my topic of this presentation right now. The important part is the dialogue system itself. You can see it. You can see it here in the box. And so it's some module that takes an user input and returns answers. It can serve in general two different purposes. Like the most simple are so-called chit-chat systems that just keep talking to you and try to attract user attention. The more sophisticated variant is some question answering. Probably at least some of you know, like you have some knowledge base of facts, and you can ask for complicated, less or more complicated answers, and the system answers you. What is more interesting, I think, are task-oriented systems, which typically serves to some concrete purpose. For example, to reserve a table at a restaurant, or order a meal, or get the traffic information, and so on. So you have well-defined tasks that the system should accomplish. That's just outline of today's presentation. I will talk about a little bit about the methods that are used now, about the data that are used, and in the end I will talk a bit about open challenges and the possibilities how to improve today's state. So the typical traditional approach to building dialogue systems is some kind of pipeline method, which typically consists of many modules, at least four of them. The first one is natural language understanding component, which should do some initial analyze of the text. It should decide what is the user intent, what the user is trying to say. It does some natural language processing, so for example entity recognition, and it should also fill the slots in the dialogue state. I will talk about it in a while. Basically, if you have some task-oriented system, you first need to know some information from the user so you can decide what to do. And typically you've got some slots that you need to fill, obtain information to fill it, and so you can decide what to do next. So the next component is dialog state tracker. There were different methods how to do this, but it's not so important now. The purpose of this component is to track the state. So typically it it holds some state and different alternatives based on which the system can decide. The decision is made in the policy module. Again, there were different approaches how to handle this, but the policy should decide what action the system should take. And finally, the action and the dialog state should be somehow converted into natural language, because we want to communicate with humans. And so there is a natural language generation component. These methods are quite well explored right now, and it's a traditional approach, but with the rise of success of deep learning and neural networks, people start wondering if they could create some end-to-end systems which would take an user input as the input and output the right answer without explicit modularization, as which we saw. Also, the motivation why to do this is that the pipeline solutions I talked about have some difficulties. For example, you don't know what component you should blame. If you output a bad answer, you don't really know where was the mistake. If it was a mistake of bad state recognition, or if it was in initial processing of the sentence, and so on. And the second problem, that the components in pipeline systems are somehow interdependent, so the errors accumulate. So this motivation to create end-to-end systems, and people try to do this with reinforced machine learning approaches or with the help of deep learning. The problem of this is still in research level. It's somehow connected to what Peter said before me, that these models aren't really interpretable, and you don't know what they say. So in business applications, it's unusable right now. Another problem with end-to-end systems is that typically in the dialog system you have some knowledge base, and you have to obtain data from it. And in the pipeline method, you can make some symbolic query, retrieve desired information, and go on with the processing. But when you try to train end-to-end system, there is a problem, because this operation of querying knowledge base is not differentiable, so you can't use well-known methods of gradient descent. And there's a problem, so there were some approaches that tried to overcome this issue. reduced, for example, memory networks and some kind of embeddings for the knowledge facts. Okay, this part of presentation is related to non-task oriented systems. I want just to mention it a bit. The non-task oriented system don't really have an application in the real world, but it's interesting to explore them. There are two approaches how to solve this issue. First, you can use some generative method, so you just have a user input and you generate some answer. It can be seen as a translation problem or something more complicated. And the other approach is to use some retrieval based methods, which they have a set of candidate responses, many of them, and the model should decide which one of the responses is the most appropriate. The plus and the pros and cons of the retrieval-based methods and generative methods are pretty much complementary, because the retrieval-based methods always pick up some well-formed answer because they have a database of possible responses, but it is not always related to the topic the user wanted. On the other hand, the generative methods try to generate more relevant answers, but the answers aren't always well-formed. So there were approaches that combined these two in some ensembles and so on. Okay, the big problem with creating a dialogue system is the data, because it is not really easy to obtain appropriate data. However, there are some well-known data sets, for example, Dialogue State Tracking Challenge. this is a project that was mainly done in Cambridge University. They created several data sets related to dialogue state tracking, and those data sets were then used in many papers, and also it served as a baseline for many models. As you can see, the accuracy is far from perfect, so it's not really a solved task yet. Also, there are some QA data sets, for example, Verno baby data set. The original one is quite simple question answering data set, but it was later extended to Baby Plus, which adds some interactivity and so on. So instead of user just asking questions, it corrects themselves, the user changes his goal and so on. And the accuracy is far from perfect on this interactive data set. Several people tried to create data sets that focus on different parts of the pipeline, and it does identify a weak spot of the system. So you have a data set focused on dialogue state tracking is the first one, or data set focused on providing several options to users and so on. And this way you can customize your system. Another problem is with evaluation, because it's not really easy to automatically decide which answer is correct, because it's important that the answer carries the meaning, but it can say it in different words. So it has been shown that automatic measures like blur or rouge are usually pretty uncorrelated with the human judgment. So the best thing you can actually do is to hire some evaluators and use their judgments, but yeah, it's pretty, this can be pretty pricey, or yeah, it's not always the easiest option. Also, because of this, several people try to create some special models that evaluate the correctness of the answer. With this topic is also related, some research that was done using Amazon Mechanical Turk, that where the authors of the research trained the DLX system over the Mechanical Turk platform. That means many of real users interacted with the system, and in the same time it evaluated it and provided feedback based on which the system could be improved. Okay, I'll just briefly mention the challenges that are still opened to be solved. One of them is the response of the system are not really diverse. Often it happens that the system just answers okay or I don't know and so on, and it's not really what we want. Also, there is a need to develop some more personalized systems, or include some emotional information in the dialogue, so the dialogue agent is more attractive. Also, as I mentioned, the interactive learning, that's a great way to create really real-world dialogue agent, but it's not easy to implement and create such a platform. Some people noticed that the current dialogue agents are typically focused on just one domain, on one topic, for example, the restaurant reservation, but they can't transfer their knowledge to another domain, so they tried to combine more systems trained on different domains and based on domain recognition apply the appropriate system in the ensembles I talked about. Okay, the last slide is summary of my thoughts, what is missing and what kind of research should be interesting. Typically, if you want to train a system using some deep learning and neural network and so on, you need a large amount of data. Especially in dialog systems where the responses can be and should be very diverse, you need plenty of data. And also, as I mentioned in the last slide, if you switch the domains, the systems are usually very confused and can't follow. So it would be great if we could find a ways to reduce the need for so much data and to incorporate some transfer learning approaches or something similar to exploit the information we learned and transfer it to different domains or different applications. So make more robust and more general dialogue agent. Yeah, also the diversity of the responses is poor, as I mentioned, and it would be improved by including some element of randomness to modeling personality or something like this. The more important, I think, is the third point. The system typically don't have deep understanding of the data it processes. It just repeats the answers it learned, and it can help to serve its purpose, but it doesn't really do some kind of logical reasoning or exploiting already earned knowledge. For example, if you exploit knowledge base, it's nice, but it would be even better if the system could learn from user interaction and learn to combine the facts and make some judgments or provide new kind of information and so on. And yeah, and to apply it cross domain environment, because it's nice to train a agent which can what can do a restaurant reservation, but it should be transferable. Also, the last point isn't really related to the preceding ones, but there is also a challenge regarding the environment itself. For example, if you don't have perfect conditions and you've got some device that is far from you, the acoustic environments, the acoustic conditions aren't great. The input is can be flawed, and there's a lot of uncertainty. So there is also a space to overcome these issues, use more features from the audio or from the context of the conversation and so on. So this is also a possible way to improve the current systems. Okay, so it was my quick research. I'm sorry, it was prepared in quite a bit in a hurry, but I explained you the reasons, so thank you, and if you have some questions. Yeah, that's true, and I noticed that. it was actually a reason why I, or one of the reasons why I didn't start my topic with dialogues, because yeah, there was nobody to learn from. But in the past year, I found that dialogue systems are really the topic that I'm interested in, and I think it's better to try to do something you like and you want to do that, then that's something you don't. So this is pretty much the reason. And also I heard some news that maybe there is coming some kind of that maybe dialogues will be another new subject in the following years, because Ondřej Dušek is coming back to UFAL, and so maybe there's a chance that dialogue group will restore. Okay, so if that answers your question. Yeah, that's a good question. Definitely, in the beginning, I want to try to exploit existing data sets. But yeah, as I mentioned, it would be nice to come up with a way to collect the new data or create a more reasonable or appropriate data set. So.
Do you know whether the
dialogue
fucking challenge is still going on?
I'm not really sure. I think in the last 2 or 3 years there wasn't a competition.
Maybe let me ask a question. Well, you mentioned that the current systems suffer from low diversity, and then you would like to introduce some randomness. But actually, what are the options from which you can choose by using the randomness? Then? So I suppose that if you choose some neural network approach, then you'll synthesize the answers somehow. But can you tell the network that it should deliver the best sentence, but not the one that was produced a while ago?
Yeah, and you don't really have to, maybe you don't really have to rely on the context, on the history, just to throw a dice and generate a random utterance. But it was maybe I don't know really how to start, but if you train the network, it's still deterministic. It can output different responses in different situations, but if you take the exactly same situation, it will always output the same response, which is from my point of view, it's not desired. There should be some diversity, I think. So this was the thing I...
Do you believe that it is sufficient if you push this randomness?
No, I don't believe it's sufficient, but it was my idea regarding this.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions?
So let's see the speaker again.
Okay.